It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Is that J Plus?
Like this. Independent, everything touching everywhere. Them haters better beware. With us, you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. That's Nikhil with Ron, the hybrid one. And that boy Del Sean. Upside down, double U A to the Y S. We the best, yeah, we fight. Not a test. Our radios flies in the old wagon set. Like, you can see the nation from the spot in which we sit. Bars crewing into, and we throw the come through, and we can show you we support that local earth. Online radio, independent everything.
Yeah. Yes, sir, we are on deck for another exciting episode of Independent Everything. And I am your host. I am known as the Nerve DJ Bruns, the Hybrid One, executive for Metal Music Records, and the host presenter of All Things Crunch.com Radio and All Things Hybrid Radio via the Spreaker Network and Real Independent Independent Media Group. Real talk, real talk. And in the ghost chair, I guess I can safely say this at this point. In the ghost chair is Nakia Qualis, and she's just ghosting today, I guess. Anyway, maybe she'll slide in here. She's probably in motion doing something. Anyway, we got a very special guest here with us today. I don't know if I should, is he special? Yeah, I guess he's special. He let me just tell you a little bit about this cat, man, in case y'all don't know anything about it. Let me just give you a little background and rundown on this cat. He is known as Jamal Del Sean Bello, a.k.a. Del Sean Mays. And Jamal was born and raised in Oakland, California. He started writing his short stories as a kid. After listening to Keep Your Head Up by Tupac, he decided to start writing poetry. He didn't get into writing music until he moved to Elton, Louisiana, the summer before his freshman year of high school. He suffered an immediate culture shock by the move. That coupled with the death of a close family member, he went into severe depression, only writing poems and listening to Georgia by Ray Charles. One day, Jamal got his hands on the Marshall Mathers LP by Eminem and was very intrigued by the storytelling wordplay Eminem used in his songs and decided to write his own raps. He wrote a song a day until he graduated from high school. About a year or so after graduating, he decided to start recording his vocals. He didn't let anybody know he was recording. He used his time as a peer to find his style and sound until he released his first mixtape, Rock Hard EP 2011. That same year, he met Trauma, the realest and most artistic, and co-founded the Bars Crew. Welcome, Mr. Del Sean Mays.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
What's up, man? We're missing you around here. The Girl in Motion has popped in. She slid up in here. How you doing, Girl in Motion?
I'm great.
What's up, Nakia?
Good, good.
How you doing, Delshawn?
I'm great.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Yeah. So you met Trauma the year that you released your first mixtape, your solo mixtape, right?
Right.
And for those that don't know, I mean, the whole story, because this doesn't even touch on the fact that the members of Team Dope used to be a part of this crew. Tell us about, give us the insight, man, about how, you know, you guys were at one point, you know, I mean, I just can't even imagine. I think I maybe got maybe a couple of songs that was part of that era, like Killer, I think was part of that era. What other songs do we have that is part of that era when you guys were all one group?
A couple of songs. Let's see, Success, Killer,
yeah,
My Crew. A couple of the songs on the Nightmare and Bar Street mixtape, and maybe one on Insta Classic. I forget which one. But most of that came from when we first started recording, when me and Trauma, matter of fact, I handed Trauma the CD at a grocery store. I barely knew him. I just started working with him at a grocery store. Yeah. And he came back with me the next day, and he was like, man, look, I want to rap too. You know, I've never really sat down and did it, but, you know, I've been wanting to. So, you know, we got into the studio, and he made 400 Rounds was a song that we first did together. I'm not even sure if we even put that out. I'm going to have to put that out, put it on Reverb Nation. Or it might be on there. I don't remember. But we made 400 Rounds. And then after that, it sounded, you know, the chemistry was amazing. It sounded great. So it was like, look, let's start something. You know, let's do a group or something. So we got all the people we knew that rap, you know, in our little city, got them together and basically had a round table and talked about what we wanted to do. And, you know, that's where we got Team Dope. We had another dude, Sylvester, I think his name was, and Aaron Davis. And, from there we started coming up with the plans for what we want the Bar Crew to be, what we want it to stand for, and just try to execute it at that point. But then, you know, things happen, creative differences, just different things that set us apart from what we looked at, and we needed to go our separate route. Not that it was bad blood or anything like that. It was just, I think you would be better, you know, doing this and this parking, and I think we'd be better over here doing this, you know, and that's what we did.
Okay, and the Aaron Davises and the other cat that you mentioned, are they still in the business?
I mean, yeah, they do a little thing in local, you know, Lake Charles. They don't do too many mixtapes or nothing like that, but they get up there, do cover songs. These are singers, and one was a freestyle. You know, he does local battles and stuff like that. You know, they're still doing their thing, but, you know, they, like I said, they haven't released any mixtapes that I know of.
Okay, and you mentioned the fact that you guys had a roundtable meeting and basically said, hey, this is what we want to do. Tell us what BARS stands for. I mean, you know, I know, but I want to know what it stands for. Not only what the letters stand for, the acronym, but also what the meaning behind the acronym stands for.
Bars is Buried and Resurrected Society. And basically what that means is we want to resurrect what actually started this hip-hop, this movement to be. We feel like it's been lost, you know, with the commercialism. I mean, of course, you got to make money, you know, but it seemed like that's what was covering up the bigger picture. You know, and we're trying to bring that back. And I think it's coming back. Just looking at what's happening in the underground circuit, a couple of the major artists that are just coming out are focusing more on what the culture's about, you know, and that goes with everything, you know, like skateboarding, graffiti, even playing basketball, things like that, things that you would do at the park, just being basically at the park because you're home alone, you know, your parents out there working. And, you know, you found a way to express yourself, and whatever that was is what you did. And I think that's all the culture of hip-hop to me, you know, and I think that just brings back the essence of what it's really about. And that's what we're trying to do. It's more of a movement than a group. You know, I think everybody that's pushing something independent or even pushing the culture the right way is a part of the Bars Crew.
Okay. All right, I'm going to step back and let Nakia get in here, and I know she's probably got a bunch of questions for you and everything. If there's something that I feel like we need to bring out and she doesn't touch on it, I'll come back and we'll talk about that. Nakia?
So since you've been gone from Independent Everything, what has the Bars Crew been working on?
Well, shoot, I'd have to start the whole spiel. I'm going to have to go back. Not even what the Bars Crew been working on, but just what's been happening. I mean, since I have been on Independent Everything, a lot has been going on. Me personally, I have to jump through a couple of hurdles. You know, we basically, what happened is we couldn't renew our lease to our apartment. They say we were too loud. You know, I have a studio, so, you know, that's understandable. They just didn't give us enough notice, so we were start moving from hotel to hotel, you know, paying $250 a week. I mean, it was killing me. So it was just different things that I had to hop over to get where I am right now. But a lot has happened with the Bars Crew as well. You know, before everything, we were planning on coming out with an album. And we still are, but it was going to be a different format. We were planning on doing basically an Outkast format with the Love Below and Speaker Box. And we were going to basically have two solo EPs and then another collaborative EP. It would have been a total of 15 songs in three separate projects, if that makes sense. But since then, I can go further. I was supposed to move to Baton Rouge last year. And I decided not to because of the relationships I built out here in Dallas and the way it just wasn't the right move for me to make that move to Baton Rouge. And being in the group, you really need to be together. You know, you need to be able to do shows and be able to perform the whole song instead of doing half of a song and switching over to another one at your show. It's hard to engage with your fans when you do something like that. So what we decided to do was do two solo projects and not put them together. We'll probably have 10 songs on each project. I mean, it will still be coming out of the Bars Crew. You're still going to have a bunch of features from each other on there. But we're going to focus on two separate projects so we're able to perform them and market them right in our separate cities until we're able to link up like we need to.
Okay, and so that is what you're working on right now?
Right now, yeah.
Do we have dates anticipated for the release of those projects?
We're shooting for the fall. I think that's where it's going to come out. I don't have a specific date, but I'm going to say the fall.
Then you mentioned that you had to jump through a lot of hurdles to get from where you were to where you're at now. What was your determination that continued to keep you sane day to day and keep you doing the things that you love to do?
Well, my determination was just my surroundings. I mean, I was going hotel to hotel looking on Hotwire for the cheapest rate by the week, you know, and I definitely wanted to get out of that situation. You know, at times it was like, look, man, I need not even do rap. I need not even focus on that and focus on this. But then every time I do that, it'd be another something that came in and was like, look, you need to keep doing it. You know, you need to keep at it. You know, and that was basically that was my diary at that point. And that kind of ties into the album, because the good thing about doing a Del Shawn Mays album is that you're going to get more stories. You're going to increase. Group is hard to say, look, I'm going to make this story. But if Trauma hears this beat, he might not feel the same way I feel about the beat. You know what I'm saying? So he might come a different way, even though we're trying to be, you know, equal. He might come a different way on it. I can't express the story that I wanted to express from the beginning throughout. So you change things up and you make things go together.
How hard is it to work with another member in a group as opposed to being a solo artist?
Well, I mean, it depends. You know, if you don't have, it's just not going to work, period. But, I mean, if you find that perfect balance, that perfect niche, then it's not hard at all to work with a group. You know, you just have to figure out the person's strategy. You know, you got to have a strategy. You got to figure out the person's weaknesses and strengths, and you got to play with that and just have fun with it.
What piece of advice would you offer to independent artists, underground artists that are just starting out, who have maybe come up on some hurdles of their own and they may not see their way out of the situation that they're in right now? What piece of advice could you offer to them?
Well, on the music tip, you know, I'm not going to say don't focus on releasing products. I mean, you want to always make the music over and over and over until you perfect it. But networking is the biggest. That's the key. Because you, I mean, say you rapping now, you might have a change of heart 5 years later. You could do anything from networking. You could just be an entrepreneur if you want to.
And I see that a lot of the artists, I don't know what the problem is, but a lot of our artists don't get out there and network like they should. They don't realize the importance of their social media platforms. But I do see, you know, the Bars Crew on Twitter and on Facebook, on LinkedIn, getting the information out to people. So I definitely salute you on that right there. We can't wait to get you back here with us on Independent Everything. Bronze, I'm going to turn it back over to you now.
Yeah, one of the things that you mentioned about being in a group is and you actually cut out, I think you said something about chemistry. I want to take it one step further. It is an awesome thing when you find an artist that complements you and completes you as an artist. Whether that be producer to artist or as a peer, when you find somebody that complements what you does, even completes you as an individual musically, it is a wonderful thing. It's an awesome thing, and to find that, and you know, I think it's so important that you cultivate that and that you accentuate that and take that to the highest level that it can possibly be, because it is. It's a rare thing to find that. You work with artists all over, and you don't find that chemistry with everybody. You may do one track that is awesome, and never another one. You know, it's been that way in my life as a producer. So when you find somebody that really, really, really gets it and gets you and is able to take your music and do with it what you saw when you envisioned that music, and I'm sure you feel the same way about. When you get a track, you lay your track down and Trauma is able to come in and complete that thought for you and it just meshes. It's wonderful. And when you know you found that, you don't ever want to lose that. You want to keep that relationship. So I understand what you're saying about you and Trauma needing to be in the same city. I know it's got to be kind of frustrating because there's so many shows you guys could be doing if you were in the same city. And it's difficult being separated like you are. I mean, thanks to the internet, you guys are still able to work together and still get the product out. But it's much, much more to this thing than just getting the product out. It is being able to interact with your fans one-on-one, you know, live and those kinds of things.
Be
and
visible.
Be visible. It's such a big part of what an artist is. If you're serious about your career, now if you're just, this is a hobby to you, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, you can do it like that. But if you're serious about what you're doing, you really, really want to be that artist that takes their career to the next level, you have to be able to get out and interact with the people, man. And that's how real fans are built. That's how, you know, artists are taken viral and those kinds of things because of their interaction with the fans. I want to talk about, again, I want to go back to the early beginnings of the Bars Crew, because everybody that is a Bars Crew fan today is familiar with, you know, the works of the Bars Crew today. But they don't know a lot of history about the Bars Crew. And I think that's where the interesting facts come from about the Bars Crew, its beginnings, and how the Bars Crew has evolved into the potentially viral group that it has evolved from. I still always go back to the article that was written about you guys in the Hip Hop Guru magazine, and I was impressed with the fact that they gave you those kinds of accolades. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, the Hip Hop Guru is like a critiquing blog post that's posted, and they're usually pretty critical of all the artists that they do articles on. But they were very, very favorable to the Bars Crew when they wrote the article on the Bars Crew, and it talked about the fact that you guys were what hip hop used to be, and we're taking, you know, the genre back to what it was, in the fact that you didn't use a lot of samples, a lot of auto-tune, a lot of those things that, you know, the artists are using today, that you just natural and that your lyrics exemplified that natural ability that you guys brought. Talk to me a little bit about how it is that you guys are able to get accolades like that from people like the Hip Hop Guru.
Really, it's just staying true to yourself. You know, you don't want to put yourself in a position where you feel like you have to sound like this or do things like that. I've got to that point one time. You know, we did the I forgot the name of it, but it was a contest almost like American Idol, where you go through different rounds, and you know, we got in there and we got to the second round and we performed our song. We thought we smashed it, but we didn't get picked for the third round, so, you know, we had a chance.
It was at the Doubletree in Dallas. I remember that.
Right.
Yeah.
So we had a chance to talk to the judges and just to see what we could work on. And the only thing he said it was the beat, and it was we weren't talking about the right thing. You know, so we asked him what that was. He said, oh, we need a club banger, and we need you to talk about what people are talking about on the radio. Yeah, understandable if that's what you're looking for. So the next summer, went home, and that's what I was trying to make. You know, I was trying to make that. And it didn't fit us. You know, so,
right.
You know, once we figured that out and we got back to what who we are, and it just comes natural. You know, so, I mean, I think just be who you are and you'll represent the essence of hip-hop.
Yeah, and I had something to that. For those that are listening, I want you to, for me personally, it's okay if you are able to go there and do what's happening on the radio. But, I mean, I guess kind of what Jamal is saying too is, but if it's not naturally you, then you shouldn't, you know, just work your whole act up around doing what's on the radio. But I don't want to discourage you for not doing what you hear on the radio that you like if it comes naturally to you, and if it's just something you can do and not, you know, have to stay there. In other words, there's nothing wrong with being versatile and being able to go there and who you are and wherever else you want to go. I don't ever want anybody to be put in a box when it comes to their music. I think you should be versatile and be able to do whatever you want. That's the freedom of music. Whatever hits you, do it. That's the thing of like I admire about Outkast, where they came from, because I'm a huge Outkast fan from day one, you know, from Cadillac Dolls, you know what I'm saying, to all the way up to the stuff that they did, the Roses Really Smell Like Boo Boo. I mean, you want to talk about two different, you know, eras of an artist's career. That's what I'm talking about. If it's something you can do and want to do and can bring off, do it. But, you know, like for that individual to tell, you know, the Bars Crew back then that this is what we're looking for, and then for you to go try to do that, I don't think that's right. But if it's something you want to do, can do,
right?
Bring
I mean,
off,
the thing is,
by
you
all means,
you just have to be creative, and
right.
Don't force. You can't force great music. It just
right.
comes naturally.
Right. We'll talk. I know you guys are working on the solo projects at this point. We do have a huge conference call that I want you guys to be a part of later this evening that is going to also add some more direction to what you're doing. As far as project, what's up with the Derby project that we're working on? Is that part of this solo, these two solo deals? Are those tracks going to be part of each of you guys' releases, or is that a separate project for you? Talk to me about Derby.
Yeah, those are going to be part of, well, two things. It's going to be a part of both of our albums, and it's going to be an EP of some songs we've already completed.
Okay. All right. And I've got a gang of new tracks for you, too. Matter of fact, I think I sent you guys something. Steven Seagal is finished. It features 109.1's CEO and the Real Independent Media Group's CEO, Mr. Killer K, also host of 109.1, I should say, and the Bars Crew. I did debut it on last night on the allthingsrons.com radio show. Of course, it'll be in rotation there and on the new All Things Hybrid show via the Real Independent Media Group, and powered by Spreaker, that airs every Saturday and Sunday, 7 p.m. until. You guys be sure to join us over there. Did you get a chance to listen to it, right?
No, I ain't here yet.
Jamal? Okay. Well, it's in your inbox. I sent it to you. And then I've got some more. I got some more tracks and some more collaborative tracks for you. Again, we've got a very, very important conference call tonight. If you guys don't have the info, be sure to get with Nakia or on the Facebook page. I think she's got everything posted there to get those details. It is important that you, if you're a metal music artist, metal music associated artist, that you make that conference call. Very, very important announcement that we need to make and discuss with you tonight regarding the future of metal music artists and metal music associated artists. Jamal, we're down to 4 minutes here. I want you to articulate to the fans, family, and friends how they can connect with you, whether it be a business entity or just the average Joe fan that wants to follow, like, and share your music. Be sure to do that. And then also tell them how to get your product that's already out there, how they can get their hands on it. Okay, and your accolades okay. and your too.
Okay, real quick, I want to also say that the Bars Crew, we have merged companies sort of with Waveform Designs. So what we have going on is a studio time we got going on for $25 an hour for the independent artists or whichever artist. It's a real professional setup. We have a lot of things going on over there. They offer workshops for independent artists. You can meet and greet people, get there, and they'll show you how to develop a chemistry with your engineer. They'll show you different things about the independent game. And it's a workshop. It's, you know, you're getting there. It's basically a workshop and a meet and greet. They'll show you how to network. They'll show you how to manage your social media. It's different things that they're doing over there that I think will help the independent artists. So, like I said, the Bars Crew merged with them. You can go over there, especially metal music artists. You can come down there and talk to me. We'll see what we can do about getting you some studio time. You know, things like that.
Where is it located? Not to cut you off, but it's important. Where is it located?
635 in Plano Road in Dallas, Texas.
Lady Blaze.
The best way to get in contact is Waveform Designs. I always mess that up. WaveformDesigns@gmail.com, or you can go to WaveformDesigns.tv and check them out.
Lady Blaze, need to get over there. Real talk. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What else? With the projects that I have coming out, the one I have coming out right now is going to have 10 tracks on it. It's just coming from the soul. You know, I'm going to talk about the things I've been through in my life. I'm going to have stories. I mean, it's going to be my album. It's going to be the first time I was able to put my emotions into one project, especially what I've been going through as of late. So, you know, it's coming out.
Did you guys finally get a place, though? You settled somewhere?
Yeah, everything's good now. I'm able to record when I want to. I'm able to do the things I need to do to get myself the step, you know.
Okay, good. Okay, and let's talk about how to get your product that's already out, how to connect with the Bars Crew. Go ahead.
You can get the Bars Crew Killers. It's on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play. You can connect with the Bars Crew at thebarscrew@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, Delshawn Mays. Everything else, Delshawn Mays. The Bars Crew at Reverb Nation. Well, Reverb Nation at thebarscrew.com. You get it. Reverb Nation, the Bars Crew. Matter of fact, just Google the Bars Crew and you will find something that will pop up.
Okay. Real talk. You can also go to www.metaltomusic.com. Hit on the More tab. Go down to the Bars Crew. Their free downloads are there. There's information about the Bars Crew there, so you can go there as well. Like you said, you can get them on Facebook. Nakia, final words.
Nope.
Okay, remember, guys, Metal Music Artists, Metal Music Associated Artists, tonight we have a conference call. It is a no-fail, must-be-at conference call because some important information is going to be delivered to you, very, very important information. Don't forget that we are now on the, Real Independent Media Network via Spreaker every Saturday and Sunday. 7 until is Call All Things Hybrid Radio. Be sure to tune in. I see that I had a lot of people tune in to the show both days, and I appreciate you. Sorry for the technical difficulties on Sunday, but we got that all squared away, so please join us. This has been another episode of Independent Everything. Be sure to go get your hands on the brand new Unleashed from Free Agent and Two Evils Deluxe from JC and Simplicity from Voice of True. Go get it. That whole psycho music group up there is just doing the damn thing. Also, we got the brand new Home Of that has been released. Look for Steven Seagal and for the new I Don't Know from Black Girl and Team Dope featuring Lady Pharaoh and the Steven Seagal, which is a bars group featuring Killer K. We're already starting to do these collaborations with Side Block Entertainment Generals and with Euphorium Records and all of their sub-labels. We're going to talk more about that, like I say, on the conference call this evening. Guys, be sure to be on that conference call because I got some information to disseminate to you, and it's important that you are there to get it firsthand. We'll talk. This has been another episode of Independent Everything with the one, the only, Mr. Bars Crew himself, Mr. Delshawn Mays. He is also the co-host of Independent Everything when he gets back to those duties, but he's in the studio working on his solo project. Salute to him. And for Nakia and the Hybrid Queen and for Franz, the Hybrid One, and for Delshawn Mays, thank you guys so much for joining us on this episode of Independent Everything. Last words, guys. Anybody?
Yeah, man. Shout out to Ross, man. I was supposed to talk a lot more about waveforms. I don't forgot. I'm sorry, Ross.
Well, we're just going to have you back so we can talk about waveforms. I like the sound of that because there's so many artists there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, man, that need a home, a recording home, and someone to help them with what it is they're supposed to be doing as an artist. So it looks like we found it. Lady Blaze, to the next episode of Independent Everything, man. You guys do it independent, do it like everything. Love, peace, and...
Grease?
I can't get no hair grease from Delshawn. He ain't been going. You been going that long? You don't forgot about the damn hair grease?
You hear me? I said hair grease, man.
You must have cut out, man. All right, man. It's so good to hear you back on the air, man. I can't wait to get back permanently. We'll holler at you guys, man. Thank y'all so much for joining us today. We'll see you. Don't forget, allthingsfrons.com radio tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We got a bunch of new music. You guys want to show up so that I can show out. We'll talk. We'll holler.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.